the very thing that you are most gifted in could be the area in your own life that is the most screwed up. Your gifts are for the benefit of others. Other people's gifts are for your benefit. So, for example, you might be a life coach, but when it comes to your own life, you might need a life coach. You can be brilliant at helping others with maybe their finances, or work as a brilliant accountant and be broke and mismanage your own money. It happens all the time, doesn't it? And we judge people for this, and there's no reason to judge people for this. There's a very good reason why it happens. It's really important to know that you have to seek from other people gifts that you are needing in your own life, even if it's the exact same thing that you are gifted in. And this is what a lot of people have a hard time with. There's some kind of feeling of inadequacy if you need to seek out something that you, in fact, are great at. So, for example, let's say you're a healer. It's very common for healers to have incredibly poor health. They'd be very effective at healing other people and completely not effective at healing themselves. And then they think that there's something wrong, or other people might judge them, think, well, I wouldn't go see her as a healer. Look at her. She's got, you know, terrible arthritis and she doesn't heal herself. As a healer, you may need to seek the healing from others. The third characteristic is that your gifts may be in direct contrast to your personality, to your lifestyle, to your situation. So you can have very nurturing gifts, and yet your personality can be really gruff, and you may come across as not being warm and fuzzy at all, but have some of the most nurturing gifts there are. You can be a warm and fuzzy, nurturing person and have a very bold, strong, sacred gift. You can be living out on the streets homeless and have a huge gift of hospitality, for example. You can be an amazingly compassionate nurse at work and have absolutely no patience with your spouse or kids when they're sick at home. You can be quite scatterbrained, yet have an organizational gift. You can be Einstein, you know, who was the man of the century, believed by many to be the most influential man in the history of science and math and physics. And you know what? He didn't complete grade 12. He failed the entrance exam into university, even though at the age of 15, he had already discovered and written a paper on magnetic fields. After he saw a compass that was in his dad's pocket, he wanted to figure out how it worked. So when we meet people, we usually meet their personality first. So don't judge a book by its cover is another way of saying do not judge people by the humanness or the personality that you meet or the circumstances that you see going on in their lives. Carolyn Mason is a spiritual teacher. She is an author of many books. Then I had the opportunity to go to India with her a few years ago. And Carolyn Mace says, judgmentalism is an aggressive act of the ego. It blocks your ability to receive divine insights. Quick judgments cause you to devalue or to miss countless gifts in other people. Sometimes we devalue people by saying, oh, well, he doesn't walk the walk and he's not walking the talk and whatever. Well, you know what? That's true for all of us because our walk is usually human, but our gifts are part of our beingness. So it's actually probably more natural to not walk your talk. That's human nature. It's wonderful when we become all enlightened and we become congruent between our character and what our gifts are, but for the most part, I find that that's not necessarily true of human beings. Generally speaking, what's going on in our humanness does not really reflect who we are at a beingness level. There is a reason that you have been given the gifts that you have got. These are tools within you that will build for you the happiest, most on-purpose, joyful life. I want to read you a quote that came from Sherry Waddell. She says, I remember the vivid relief I felt when I was finally able to leave a job for which I was not well suited. Doing what I cared about allowed me to be my most free and exuberant self. I sensed that I fit and that I found my place and that I could be most truly myself and at the same time be an agent of goodness that far exceeded my natural abilities once I experienced the joy of using my gifts. My life has never been the same since.